Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 10th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masech de Gittin, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Dalad. Previously we learned that we keep a person in a status, we hold a person on a status that he is alive, even if he's old or sick, and we can give the get on his behalf without fear that he may have died. But there are certain cases where we are worried that in fact he has died, and therefore this chazaka becomes somewhat weakened. Shloshu dvarim omar Rabbi Elozar ben Parta lifnei chachamim v'kimus dvarav. There were three things that Rabbi Elozar ben Parta said in front of the chachamim, and they agreed. They gave their stamp of approval. Kol al ir shehikifa karkon, a city that's besieged by the enemy. They have the soldiers, they have put a city under siege. V'alasfin ha-mitorefes bayom, or a ship that's tossing on the waves, there's a big storm in the sea. V'al ha-yotzei lidoin, or a person is being sentenced to din nefoshes, he's being sentenced to death in a court, he's going out for a trial to see what, it's not sentenced to death, he's yotzei lidoin, he's going to be judged for din nefoshes. Shehain, that in any of these three cases, where a husband was in that city, or they're under siege, or in that ship that was being tossed on the waves, or in that court that's been going out to have a trial, becheskes kayomin, they are still having a status of being alive. As long as the city hasn't actually been overrun by the soldiers, as long as the ship is still intact, hasn't broken up in the sea, and the person who's going out to trial hasn't yet been sentenced to death, then we have to assume still, we can assume still, that the husband's alive. Avol ir shekvosho karkoim, but a city that's been already overrun by the enemy, they've broken through, and now they've taken over the city, they've conquered a city. Even though we don't know for sure if the people have been killed, the people inside, usvinosha of the bayom, or a ship that is now broken up in the sea. Some say it means that it's already sank in the sea, or some say it means that the critical components of the ship have broken, rudder is gone. Even though the ship is still on the water, that's a samlan. V'hayotze lehoreg, or a person who has already been sentenced to death. Noisnin aleihem chumre chayim v'chumre mesim. We have to take a precaution and treat them, be machmer in case they're alive or in case they're dead. We have to be machmer on both cases. So what's an example of how do we machmer, how we strict and err on the side of caution? Bas Yisrael a Kohen. If it was a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen, then we have to assume that we have to be cautious. Maybe the husband has died, and therefore, even though she's been eating truma while she's been married to the Kohen, if her Kohen husband died, she can't eat truma anymore, if there's no children. Or Ubas Kohen le Yisrael, in the case of Bas Kohen married to Israel, who normally we say, if her husband had died, she can go back to her husband, to her father's house, providing she's not pregnant or doesn't have children from that Yisrael, she can go back to her father's house and eat truma, if her husband has died. But here we have to be treated with caution and say maybe the husband is alive. And if the husband is still alive, then she can't eat truma. Lo teichal truma b'truma. And therefore, she cannot eat truma. In both cases, we have to be machmer, as if where it's a chumra to say he's alive, we have to be machmer, maybe the husband's alive. And if it's a chumra to say he's died, we have to be machmer and say maybe the husband is dead. In the matter, in the case of a person who's been sentenced to death, yotzei lehorek, he's been sentenced to death, the Gemara has two opposing or two completely different ways of understanding it, both in the name of Rav Yosef. One way the Gemara brings to understand our Mishnah is that this, what our Mishnah says, we have to put the Chumrah of being alive and of being dead, that's only if it's a Beis Din that sentenced him to death that was a Jewish court. Why do we have to be Machmir? Because in a Jewish court, if there's anything to plead in his defense, if there's something that something comes up that's a schus, that's a merit for the person that can declare him innocent, we will immediately rerun the trial and we'll redo the whole court case. So it's not certain that he's dead, that he'll be killed, and therefore we have to be machmir and say maybe he's alive. And also machmir, of course, maybe he has died. But if it was a goysha court, once the goysha court has declared that he's sentenced to death, then there will be no way, it'll be a one-way trip, he won't come back, and therefore we can assume that he is dead, and you don't have to be machmir to say that he's alive. So in the case, for example, of a bas kohen to Israel, she'd be able to go back to her father's house and eat truma, because we can be sure that a husband who's been sentenced to death in a non-Jewish court for sure would have been killed. However, we have another way of understanding this case in the Gemara, in the name of Rabbi Yosef, completely the opposite. When does our Mishnah say that when he's been sentenced to death, that we have to treat him, maybe he's alive, maybe he died? That's only in a Beis Din of Goyim, who sometimes they use bribes to get their way out of being killed. But in a Jewish court, once he's been sentenced to death, you can assume that he has died, and you don't have to be machmir that to say that he is alive still. And therefore, in the case, for example, of the Bas Kohen to Yisrael, we would assume that she can go back to father's house and eat truma, because we can assume that Yisrael has died. What is the halacha? Which way do we paskin? Because these are two totally opposite ways of learning our Mishnah. The Rambam paskins like the second way of learning that we just mentioned now, and therefore the Mishnah is only talking about a case of a Beis Din of Goyim. That's where we have to be machmir. Beis Din of Yidden, we don't have to be machmir. We can assume quite safely that the court has put him away, has killed him. Other Lashonim learn, however, like the first way. The Rosh, for example, paskins like the first way the Gemara puts it, and therefore the Mishnah, when it says to be machmir, is only talking about a Beis Din of Jewish people, a Beis Din of Yisrael. That's when we have machmir, and worry that maybe they've found some schus for him. There are others, the Rashba, for example, who paskins that we machmir both ways. Whether it's a Beis Din of Yisrael or a Beis Din of Goyim, we have to be on the side of caution. That's the strictest opinion, the Rashba. Mishnah Hay. How may be get Beretz Yisrael? A person who brings a get from one province to another province, but in the land of Israel. And we've learned earlier on that the Shliach, the one who brings a get, does not have to declare it was signed, it was written and signed in front of me. He doesn't have to declare that, because in Israel they were familiar with the laws of Lishma, or because in Israel it's easy to get witnesses to confirm it. V'chola. But the Shliach got sick before he managed to get to the place where the woman lives. Harizeh Meshalcha B'Irachem. The Shliach is allowed to give the get to someone else to replace him, and that he should take it on behalf of the husband to the wife at the get. But this is only if the Shliach was indeed sick or some other accident occurred, then he can appoint another Shliach. If he is not sick and nothing, and there was no illness, he can't just appoint another Shliach like that, because the principal, the husband, the one who sent him, is likely to be upset about that. I gave you the shlichus and not someone else. If the shliach got sick, then it's understandable the husband would understand that he probably would not be makbid, wouldn't care if it was handed over to another shliach. This is how Rabbi Shem Gamliel understands it in the Gemara, the Brais. V'im omar loy. What happens if the husband told the shliach, toli hamena chepetz pleni, I want you to take for me a certain object. When you give her the get, I want you to take from me, to take from her, let's say it's the watch. There's a gold watch that belongs to me. I want you to bring it to me. Lo yishalchenu biyadachem. Then the shliach should not give the get to another shliach, even if he got sick, or even if something happened to him. She'ein ritzoinu shehei pikdonu biyadachem. Because now there's another issue. It's not just an issue of appointing the shliach. Here is the watch, maybe the gold watch. He doesn't want it to be in the hands of some other person. He may have trusted this shliach and not someone else. So then the shliach cannot appoint another shliach in his stead, even if he's sick, even if he gets sick. Now, what's interesting is that the Mishnah actually says, a case where he says, take from me the chayfetz pliny. I want you to get from me the chayfetz, a certain object. Now, if there's a difference between how he states it. If the shliach gave it to another shliach, but the husband had told the shliach, give her the get, and then take from me the gold watch, then lechatchila he should not appoint another shliach, because as we said before, the husband doesn't want the pikadon, the object, in my example, the gold watch to be in someone else's hand. And the shliach's not allowed to appoint another shliach to do it. But if he did appoint another shliach, then we would say whether he gave the object, she gave the object, the gold watch to him before she got the get, or whether she got the get first. In either case, it'll be a get. Why? Because even though the husband didn't really want the object, the watch, to be in the hands of another man, but he didn't uproot the whole shlichus of Gerishin because of it. He didn't uproot the whole message, the whole errand. Why? Because he said, give her the get and take the object, which means that he wasn't that fussed about the chefetz being in someone else's hand. But what happens if he said it in the other order? If he said to the shliach, look, get for me the gold watch that she's been minding, or that I've given to mind. Take that watch from her and give her the get. Now, that showed that the husband was very, very anxious that the get should not be given until he gets the chayfetz first. If the shliach were to change that order and give the get before he took the gold watch, it's not a get, because he disobeyed the instructions of the husband, which were quite clearly, get the object, get the gold watch from her first, and then give her the get. And certainly, if he sent it through another shliach, and the other shliach did the same thing, gave her the get first, and then took the object, again, there would be no get concerned. If, however, he appointed another shliach, which he shouldn't have done, as we said, and the shliach was careful, the second shliach was careful to do it in the right order, by taking the object first, the gold watch, for example, and then giving her the get, then even though he shouldn't have appointed another shliach, but at least the shliach did it in the order that would satisfy the desire of the husband, then the get would be a get. But lechatchila, he should not send it in the hand of another shliach, and we are worried that maybe when the first shliach will give it to the second shliach, he might not do the right thing, or the second person might not follow the right instructions. So lechatchila not to do it, and if he did it, it would be a problem, as we said before.